For the first three centuries after Columbus came to America in 1492, the largest group of immigrants arrived in America unwillingly. 10 to 12 million Africans were brought to work as slaves in the rice, sugar, tobacco, and cotton fields of the agricultural South. In 1776, when America declared its independence from England, Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers of the United States, wrote, "All men are created equal, and that every person has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." In spite of these great words, Jefferson owned 200 slaves at that time. Even though the importation of slaves finally ended in 1808, the slave population continued to grow as children were born to slave mothers. The country became divided over the issue of slavery. The North wanted to end slavery. The South wanted to continue it. In 1861, civil war broke out between the North and the South. In 1865, when the North won, slavery was ended. In spite of the fact that African Americans were freed, it took another 100 years for Congress to pass a law prohibiting discrimination because of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Although many new arrivals see the U.S. as the land of equality, it is important to remember this dark period of American history.